Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But we focus here on the Jets to start the show, BT, and I know you wanted to get into Aaron Glenn. You know, the way that he handles the media, I'm fine with it, but it's going to rub people the wrong way if you continue to lose when he keeps referencing, I got to watch the tape, and being terse and not giving the answers to the media.
Yeah, it's got a very short shelf life there. I really hope that he gets away from that. Not that he's got to become, you know, overly chatty and just expand on everything and just divulge game plans. I'm not saying that, but that's just, it's going to be a rough look for Aaron moving forward if the results don't come. Now, if the results do come, then you get away with it, like Bill Belichick here. But you see, it's even deeper than just him, I think, maybe presenting a little bit of a roadblock to the media, and then maybe them trying to get some answers downstream that leads to conflict and friction. I just don't want to see him complicate his job. And when he says, got to look at the tape, well, let's say if the Jets don't play well against the Buccaneers this weekend, right? Okay. Well, now, hey, Coach, you know, you said you had a look at the tape last week. What did you see from the tape last week that wasn't fixed this week? It just opens up a different set of questions. So it's not so much, Sal, I think when people hear this, they're like, well, you're trying to be like Bill Belichick. That's not going to work. Yeah, to an extent, it's a little bit of a turnoff, but that's not really the big thing for me. The big thing for me is that I think it gives people unnecessary ammunition down the road to make Aaron Glenn's life and the locker room tougher.
Yeah, and we've seen that be a problem before. Now, just in case and nobody's familiar with it, or some people are like, what the hell are these guys talking about? Aaron Glenn, after the game on, you know, last Sunday, week two, he was asked about Justin Fields' performance. He said, quote, I have to watch the tape. Asked about how Tyrod Taylor played, quote, I have to watch the tape. Asked about the run defense, and again, he said, I have to watch the tape. Now, the example that comes to mind to me is Eric Mangini, because I believe that's the one that the Jets let get away that could have been a tremendous head coach here for a long time. Now, Mangini made his own bed because he acted like Bill Belichick, and without the wins to back it up, nobody wanted to hear it. And he was an inexperienced guy, didn't have the resume, didn't have the ultimate success here. We know he had the one successful season, whatever. But then when things started to go the wrong way, his Belichickian act wore thin, and that's it. And you can't get away with that if you don't have the resume or the wins. You need one or the other. Glenn doesn't have the resume because this is his first time getting an opportunity to be a head coach, and he's 0-2 so far. So it's hard to have that tough guy, Parcells, Belichick attitude without the resume, and you can just make it, you could still be the guy in charge and a tough guy,
yeah,
but you can make it easier on yourself by not being so adamant and just, I got to watch the tape. Like, be like, hey, you know what, I'm not 100% sure. I thought our run defense could be better, certainly, but let me watch the tape before I give you details.
Yeah, like, just throw him a bone. There's a little in between there. Listen, I think that there's two things that you need to at least put yourself in a position to be successful as a coach in this city. Number one, you've got to be authentic. You've got to be yourself, okay? And number two, you've got to be as transparent as possible again, without divulging state secrets, which would be a detriment to what you try to do as a team. Now, if I'm up there and I'm Aaron Glenn and there's like a, you know, say it's a fade pattern. The Jets are down by six and they throw a fade to Garrett Wilson and there's a lot of contact and they don't throw the flag. And I'm at the press conference. Hey, Aaron, was that a penalty? Was that a penalty? Was that a penalty? And that's where I could say, guys, I got to look at the tape again. I got to really look at the tape before I start throwing people under the bus. You know, I thought we had the right play, but I got to look at the tape. When Justin Fields is 3-for-11 and Mitch Trubisky comes off the bench and throws a 32-yard dime and has more yards than your starting quarterback did in the game, I don't know how much tape you got to watch to at least throw a bone and say, guys, we didn't play well.
Right.
We didn't play well. That's not the standard. We got a long way to go. So, like, just that's why I go back to the authenticity, which I believe Aaron Glenn absolutely is and wants to be and is. I believe he's the leader of men. And the transparency, that's got to come a little bit more. And if they meet in the middle, I think he's going to be successful.
You know, think about it. He's watching the game. I know that he's not watching every single play and evaluating every player on every play before watching the tape in-game. But come on, you're watching the game. You know what's going on. You see what's happening. You know your team's getting steamrolled. You know you can't get a stop. You know guys are making mistakes. Like, you could give enough. Because it's not just Aaron Glenn. A lot of coaches, well, I got to watch the tape. Well, I got no bleep. Like, we get it. Okay, great. Would we all benefit from sitting down with a film session, watching the game, breaking it down? Of course. But we also watch the game, and you could give an opinion and give something on watching the game in real time, and then you could even back it up, piggyback it, the word of the week, with saying, you know what, but I do want to watch the tape just to see exactly what was going on there. But here's what I saw from the field.
Well, that's why I say when you're so, you know, woefully bad at your job, as Justin Fields was in week two, there's really not a whole lot to interpret. And we saw the opening drive on the third down and 7 or 8, whatever it was, to Garrett Wilson. He missed him by 5 yards. I mean, that you could be in the upper tank of the stadium with 7 beers in you.
Yeah,
you don't need to look at the film to know that he was awful.
You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This week's game of the week, the Pittsburgh Steelers at the New England Patriots. Back to the phones. Josh is calling from Long Island. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Sal, BT, what's going on, fellas?
How are you?
Hey, Josh.
Good, good. Yeah, man, I don't know if you guys, I called a couple months back. I'm the guy who spoke to his therapist about Tom Thibodeau's firing. So, big sports fan. I live and breathe it. Been a Jets fan for over 30 years. And I have to come on the air and say I'm hanging him up. I'm trading in my green and white. Yep.
Hopefully not blue and white.
No, man. I'm gonna go Bills, man. I've been a Bills fan. I've just supported them.
Josh,
and no. Listen,
Josh.
I know. But listen, every year I listen to you guys forever.
Okay.
Every year we do this.
Yeah, no.
Oh, if just Fields, if Woody Johnson, if Aaron Rodgers, they suck. They suck every year. Yeah. We could spin ourselves in circles.
We do.
And I know. And look, you wouldn't have a job if we didn't sit around and talk about, like, what the hell are the Jets doing?
Well, we'd have a job. I don't know if it would be this job, but yeah, we'd be doing somewhere.
Fair. Well, you know, I'm holding my newborn son. I'm on paternity leave. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, do I want this guy to spend his 30 years, first 30 years
on this planet? Get him a Josh Allen Binky.
Rooting. That's it. And
but
look,
what
I've been
you?
A lifelong Knicks fan.
You, yeah, hold on.
What about?
Josh, it's one thing for the little guy, God bless him, that you're holding here, but you, I mean, think about you. The day that the Jets crack through, and with your luck, it's going to coincide when the Bills suck. So, I mean, come on, man. There's no way. I don't believe you. There's no way you are not tapping out. You're not. No, you're not.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you something. I said this to. I'm going to say what I told you to my family, and I literally came out. I was like, "This is a big decision. I'm doing it." And here's why. If the Jets were to even win a championship in a year or two or three or four or five, I don't know that it would undo the 30-plus years of absolute misery.
I get it, dude.
I just don't think it would undo it. Whereas the Knicks, the Knicks win, I'm along for the ride till I die.
What's the difference?
Yeah, hold on now. The Knicks were dead for 20-plus years, Josh, after having some success, and thank you for the call. Like, I just can't get behind that as a fan. I understand the pain and the punishment and the frustration. You know, we talk about this a lot. What we do is supposed to be an escape from the harsh reality of the world's problems. Like, everybody's got issues, just to what extent, what you're dealing with. You deal with stuff, I deal with stuff, everybody listening deals with stuff. Like, sports is supposed to be the escape.
Yeah.
And when you get aggravated on a nonstop basis watching the Mets, let's say, or the Jets or the Knicks for 20 years, like, you don't really need that extra pain involved. However, it is impossible to really take that fandom out. You could say you're going to transition to be a Bills fan.
Yeah, I believe him. There's no way.
You can't. The time that you invest in rooting for a team is what makes you a fan.
Mm-hmm.
You are, whether you like it or not, Josh, a Jets fan. That's not going to change. It may get less, the GAF meter. It gets less as you get older, you have a baby, God bless your baby, you know, real issues start to happen, you start losing people, whatever. The GAF meter comes down a little bit, give a bleep, you can spell it out for you. So that comes down a little bit, but you're always going to be a fan of your team.
I think it's easier to just tap out and say, I hate sports, rather than going on to another team.
Right.
That to me, is that's impossible. There's no way you could root for another team. How do you do that?
You don't.
Does anybody have the...
You could tap out, and then that's it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if the Jets have driven you to such a place of despair, which, by the way, they have.
I mean, they've tested the limits.
I mean, I'd say they have it. I mean, they push it like anybody. Yeah, it's amazing what they do to us. My God, it's week three. Our brain's already twisted in knots. I hate them. I love them. I hate them. I'm everything with them. But it's easier to say, I'm done with sports, or I'm done with football, specific to the last call, then I'm going to become a Bills fan or a Dolphins fan or a Cowboys fan. I don't believe you.
Or just watch like your fantasy team or the Red Zone channel so you can get your fix of sports if you love football. But you're not going to, you can't, it's impossible to be it. I can sit here today and say, I am choosing not to be a fan of whatever team and I'm going to pick a new team. It just doesn't work like
There's
that.
There's no way.
It takes
Unless you weren't, well, maybe we're tapping into, unless you wasn't a good fan to begin with. I think if you're a little bit of a fringe, flimsy fan, well, then maybe it's easier to say I'm done.
No, I mean, maybe he's...
If you're a real fan.
Some people are more killable than others.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And
yeah,
in his particular case, he's had enough.
He's down.
I could get it.
Week two, he's down.
You can only get kicked in not so many times. See,
but it's week two.
Right, if you've survived the last 30 years, whatever it may be, now's not the time to quit it.
I understand there's a time and a place for that phone call. I don't know that today's the time nor the place.
Right, not with Aaron Glenn going into week three. Johnny's calling from Mattawa. What's up, Johnny? Right, give it another week. Yeah. What's up, Johnny?
Johnny.
Hey guys, yo, who was that guy? That's illegal. Mm-hmm. You cannot do that. 30 years, whatever. You cannot do that. Bills, you cannot do that. Sorry to say, we never do that. That's illegal.
And by the way, Johnny, what I would say, and thank you for the call, and we agree with you, not kind of, we do agree with you there. The grass is always greener. And while the Bills' grass may be a lot greener than the Jets, certainly in recent years, the Bills haven't even gotten to a Super Bowl yet with Josh Allen. The Bills fan base lost four straight Super Bowls.
But they do have a new stadium coming. They do have a Hall of Fame quarterback. Yeah, they are pretty appealing.
I understand that. I'm not saying it's not more appealing than the Jets. Nobody would argue that.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that we, as a group, pick a sport, pick a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Team, the majority of us are rooting for teams that ultimately fall short of the goal. Even the Yankees, the winningest franchise in sports, like they haven't won a World Series since 2009, so there's a lot of good. But how many times do we sit here ourselves and be like, this is not good enough, and they need to fire this guy?
We complain all the time.
Okay, and that's the most successful team. And they complain all the time. So where are you going that's guaranteed? Oh, I'm going to go root for this team. I'm going to root for that team. Yeah, the Warriors had their window in the NBA. The Chiefs had their window. That might be over. And those windows are great. The Patriots had their window. How about now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just a matter of timing for whatever fan base you choose, timing throughout the course of your life for that one little window.
Imagine being as devout a Red Sox fan as you could possibly muster up. You know, woven in the DNA, New England, multiple generations, grandfather on the porch with lemonade, hearing Ted Williams on the radio, fuzzy. And then all of a sudden, you're like, I can't take it anymore. I'm at my wit's end. I'm done.
I've been 100 years.
And then you become a Yankees fan. And you're a Yankees fan. And you watch, you know, grand slams and Javi Vasquez and Kevin Brown get lit up. And Damon do his thing as a Red Sox. And you watch the Yankees collapse in 04. And now you're no longer a Red Sox fan. Now you're a Yankee fan. Like, so the juxtaposition of switching teams, it is unrealistic. Now you want to tap out and stop being a football fan. Okay, which I don't believe you'll do either. But to go to a different team, that last caller, you could take this to the bank. You become a Bills fan. I don't know when, but the Jets and the Bills will eventually meet in the AFC Championship game. The Jets will win, and you'll still lose.
Joe is in Plainview. Joe?
How you doing, guys? I know you're not trying to harp on this guy again, but now I'm calling as a lifelong Bills fan here. And what this guy doesn't realize is, from my age 18 to 35 years old, we were not in the playoffs. We had a 17-year drought. And, you know, part of sports is going through those terrible times to then when we're here we are now. And, yes, we haven't been to a Super Bowl with Josh and yada, yada. We've had some heartbreak. But switching teams in your own division is the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, just drop the sport altogether.
Agreed.
I'll let you guys discuss.
You know, it's impossible, and thank you for the call, Joe. All those things that Joe lived through as a Bills fan from 18, whatever, however he said, 18 years, whatever, or however old he was when he became a Bills fan on, is what makes him a fan. That's what defines fan. I can't just wake up and say, poof, today I'm a Bills fan, and I'm going to ride the wave of Josh Allen and the undefeated Buffalo Bills. And when they win the Super Bowl, or if they get to and win the Super Bowl, yay, my team did it. Like, there's no way it would mean what it means to...
I don't think it can mean anything.
Of course not.
Not only would it not mean or match the degree that it would if you stayed with the original team, I don't know how it resonates at all.
It doesn't. And that's why I tell you, like, we joked about this, and I know you guys are giving me crap for it, about wearing the Islanders jersey. Oh, how could a Rangers fan wear the Islanders jersey? And I understand that mentality. What I'm saying is, just because I wear a piece of laundry, it doesn't erase the sweat and tears and time and energy and passion I put into rooting for the Rangers. Like, you can wear whatever you want. I could say in my mind, you know what? I'm an Islanders fan now. Their owner's great. I like the way that they treat me. The Rangers on a downswing. I can't get behind it. Whatever it may be. Now, I'm not. Like, you can't choose fandom. You choose that as a very young age.
It chooses you in a lot of ways.
However you became a fan of your team at a young age, that will never change.
I'll give you a real quick good example, though. There's a lot of guys who didn't do this, but there's some guys I grew up with, and I'm talking about the biggest St. John's fans in the world.
Right.
Everybody wanted to be Mullen. Everybody played CYO. Everybody had the St. John's starter jacket. Everybody had the red and white Nike dunks. Everybody, Johnny's geared up. But back from Mullen, okay. And then, over the years, you know, they were invisible, and the passion waned. Some of those guys I grew up with, like, I can't watch St. John's anymore. And I understood. I get it. There's really nothing to watch. Well, if St. John's is in the Final Four this year, or the Sweet 16, or the Elite Eight, or they win another Big East championship, whatever it might be, is it going to resonate the way it's going to for those who never tapped out?
No.
The answer is no.
No.
So it's not a fun fight. It's not a fair fight. And there's no guarantee that you actually win the fight, but if you do, there's nothing better.
Look, there's a big difference between losing a little bit on the GAF meter as a fan as you get older and progress, whether it's because you're beaten down, whether it's because you got other priorities, whatever it may be. That's understandable, because I know I've gone through that, so that's understandable. But it's not as rewarding then when your team eventually does come out of it and has some success. You lose a part of the joy that you would have had. Also, the older you get, the worse it is anyway. Like if it happened when you're 15 or 20, your team wins, you enjoy that a lot more than you do if it happens when you're 50 or 60, I would say.
Yeah, when you're 60, you're probably just sitting on your couch by yourself. Like, you're not even going nuts. When you're 20, you're going out of your mind.
That's exactly right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.